Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Andrea Nuremberg back on the show. Andrea is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the leading networking experts, professional networking experts in the galaxy. She's written all the important books on the topic, that like savvy networking and nonstop networking and million-dollar networking. You're starting to get the picture there, right? And she's our good friend Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's always good to be with you. And I just have to start off by saying I had the wonderful opportunity to listen to you for a few minutes, and I agree with you. Talk about the biggest networking error ever, word of mouth.
She's talking about my last segment, folks. If you just tuned in, I went off on United Airlines, and I explained why they did what they did, because it was nothing but pure greed. Because I promise you, if they didn't have a flight going to that city for another 24 hours, which is what I understand, the reason people wouldn't take the money was because it was going to inconvenience them for a whole day. That, promise you, is because they cancel flights, because I've seen them do it in other markets. You fly a lot. You fly a lot, Andre. You're all over the world, all over the country. Are you going to fly United anymore?
No, not if I can help it. In fact, I have one flight that I can't get out of, but other than that, never again.
If there's any way I can avoid United, I've always avoided them. I've never liked them. They're a horrible airline. They were a horrible airline before they joined Continental, before they absorbed Continental, I should say, which was a pretty darn good airline. They were a dysfunctional airline for years. They've already been through bankruptcy, and now they haven't learned anything, Andrea.
No, they haven't. And you and I know that the biggest thing in networking is word of mouth. And it's right on social media now, but just talking in conversation on my walk this morning. I walk with six people every morning for an hour.
Right.
None of us are flying United. So if United had thought of through this and said, let's be rational, they could have offered people something and made it worth their while.
They had $500 more dollars. They could have offered them, the employees had the latitude of $500 more dollars per ticket.
But you know what? If they thought about that, what is going to get into this kind of challenge, they could have offered them several thousand dollars.
Right.
They've already in 24 hours lost billions.
Yeah. Billions. There's no telling what the stock will open lower today. I mean, this is I understand that the CEO is being defiant about this.
Yeah, he's not even. Yeah.
How stupid is that?
I know.
So here's my question. Here's my question, Andrew.
Yes.
They drug a doctor off who happened to be a man.
Yes.
Imagine that they said the computer randomly chose who to take off. What if that random number had come up and it had been a woman?
Yeah,
What do you think would have happened?
We
don't know that,
do we? Right.
I'd like to know the answer to that question.
I know. And what still bothers me is the fact that they inconvenienced that doctor's life. He had patients to see the next day just so they could get their crew there.
When they could have put their crew in a car and driven, they could have driven there in 4 hours.
Absolutely. They could have done anything. They could have brought people in from anywhere else. They did, what they did was wrong, and they're going to pay big money
See, to me, this is culture. The behavior of the employees and what they did all the way around. There were plenty of opportunities, Andrea, for somebody to say, whoa, time out, slow down. This is heading in the wrong direction. There were plenty of opportunities, and nobody did it. That's culture, in my opinion.
I know. And then to bring in the police officer who actually started to assault the person.
He could have hurt him badly.
He
could have broken something.
And Jim, as we all know, people today have their phones in their hand and they're videotaping. It was on social media. Went crazy yesterday.
Well, I suspect there'll be some emotional distress lawsuits from other passengers.
Oh, I bet there will be, too. There'll be all kinds of lawsuits.
How about little children? You could hear little children screaming in the background.
Screaming. Yeah, because they didn't know what was going on, and it was like a physical attack.
Folks,
people
this
are
is,
so sensitive and scared. Anyway.
This is a clinic on how not to run a business.
That's right.
Andrea, you and I are the best networkers on the planet. We couldn't help them, could we? After all this,
there's not
enough networking to help them, is it?
No, there's this group, I have to tell you, unless every single person in that airline wrote three handwritten notes today to everybody around the world.
I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If I weren't chosen and I saw that they were coming to get somebody, I would go get in front of them. I'd encourage some other big guys to stand beside me, and I'd tell those guys, police officers or not, armed or not, I would say, you're going to have to take all of us.
Absolutely.
Folks, that's what we need to do. We got to defy this. This is worthy defiance. This is civil disobedience, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not like that, folks. I was a peacemaker back in the 60s. I wasn't a radical.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.